fan, or there will have to, you know, no further more than fan that husk out instead of taking off the lye.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'd beat it off and paint it out of the corn. Wouldn't have no husk in the corn.
Mm-hmm. Did they dry corn too?
Dry, would it be dry corn?
And no, I mean, would they just take a handful of corn and dry it out?
No. No, it was just pure corn like we got, in the, like they have up in the barn, dry corn.
Mm-hmm.
They
just put it down, they have this block hewed out in a big hole, a hole about a water bucket full of corn, you know. And just put down that hole in that block and just have this big mallet of things.
They just go jogging down in that hole, you know. A hole would be up this way, and every way they'd hit it, it'd kind of slide on the side of the wood. And they'd take an old Indian woman about half a day to beat up what she wants.
Hmm.
They have these big meetings, you know, where they'd all have tom hog, they'd kill three, four hogs, you know, and they'd cut the meat up and put lots of meat in there and then stir that in with big wash pots, you know, that's where they fed them.
Mm-hmm. It's nourishing though, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Now that tank put all that down. I would have shut it off on you.
Why?
I don't want to talk about Tom.
Things I want to know.
It's that's old time you're doing, though. It's all done away with now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it sure is.
Do you have hard maple trees around here?
Yeah, up on the river.
You get syrup from those?
No.
No.
Well, they ain't none of that syrup maples here. There's some white maples up there, just pure white, you know. Silver leaf. Silver leaf maple all up and down the bottoms up there. We don't have any that they plug to get syrup. Do they have that in California?
I don't know. They might have it up in the northern part of the state. They've got a lot of pine up there. Pine and fir.
We have pine here. We don't have no fir.
Out in Oregon where the children used to go to work, it was out there.
Your wife make much jelly?
Well, I smart used to make whirls of it, but I don't know, don't make too much. We don't eat it very well now.
We got whirls of jelly now. Fruit, canned fruit, all gone. Do us now, if it's quit in 3 years, we'd have plenty out in the house. You know, she just got to do this.
Well,
one habit, I imagine.
She just does it for to build business, don't she?
Well, if I don't do it, the kids does it for me, so I've got to do something.
She's got canned fruit, got apples, and got peaches, and everything you could think of. That's old-timey way, don't you see?
Yeah. It's a good way, too.
It's a good way, you know. You never get, you don't have to go to town after all this stuff.
And then you get it with the goodies there and not all cooked out of it.
You know, you take your children raised in town, they'd see things out here they wouldn't believe, don't you see? Like that little girl up yonder, she come down here. The boys were going over to Ferris State that night.
Not
there
in
this little girl, she wouldn't go with her daddy till she seen Grandma Milk. Said she wanted to have Grandma Milk. And she went out there, and we have a gentle cow this year, and she handed her the bucket. And she went on another stall milking the other cow, you know. Well, when she got out, and then this little girl, he taken that bucket, and he set it right up under their tits like that, and then went on to play.
Up in the barn loft for the other kids.
She expecting that cow to give that milk, you know.
Yeah.
That's what she had in her mind, you know.
Just like the water faucet.
Yeah, she just set the bucket down and went on about her plan. She thought
up in the barn loft.
This old cow, she thought so much that we'd bought from trade, from got them from them. And they thought old Hardy was a grand thing, and she's going to milk old Hardy for me. And she just takes the bucket and sat down on the couch trying to milk her. She just said, well, no, so hard to just give it down.